Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Matt Minatola. Matt is the Chief Information Officer of Travelport, a UK-based travel and technology company and one of the three major global distribution systems operators. As CIO, Matt's responsible for leading all aspects of Travelport's technology organization and for the technical delivery of its travel commerce platform. Prior to Travelport, Matt spent 14 years as a CIO at HP. In this interview, Matt asserts that as a CIO of a technology company, a critical part of his job is to bring in technology that allows Travelport to distinguish itself, rather than simply managing technology. He cites that if you're the leader of a technology company in today's world, it's your responsibility to change how the organization builds and develops products. To do this, Matt is focused on constantly identifying key technology enablers to help Travelport set itself apart. We also discuss the value of the cloud, the importance of quickly digesting and managing data, Travelport's focus on the customer experience, and a variety of other topics. Matt Minatola, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.
That's a pleasure. Matt, I thought we'd begin with your company, Travelport. For those who are listening to this who might not be familiar with the company, could you take a moment and just describe your business?
Sure. So Travelport is a technology company in the travel space, and we are at the core of most of the processing that takes place as people go to start their journeys and travel across the world. So our company basically is about enabling the transaction of travel. And what that means is that we have the systems and the platforms to enable our suppliers, the hotels, the cars, the airlines of the world, and allows them to distribute their offers and their brand across the globe through our distribution platform. And then on the other end, it allows our customers who consume that data a means and a vehicle in order to consume that in a way that allows them to find what is most relevant to them.
And what's readily apparent in your answer, Matt, is you are fundamentally a technology company. And obviously, you are the Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer of that organization. And I'm curious, as an IT leader within a company whose business is in technology, can you describe how IT differentiates itself and the role ultimately that IT plays in the organization?
Yeah. So as you said, I am responsible for all of technology across the organization. And in a technology company, you know, clearly it is important for the technology organization within those types of companies to bring in technology that allows the company to differentiate itself. In a lot of traditional companies, many times what you're primarily looking for is only to enable the business or to be a steward of the spend of technology and manage it. However, when you're the technology leader in a company that is technology-based, it really becomes very important that you can bring in and introduce technology to create as a differentiator in the space that you play. And so that, to me, is the biggest differentiator of a company that's in the technology space versus not one.
Excellent. And can you give some examples of that? What are some of the areas in which you and your team have done just what you've described?
Yeah. So again, I think, you know, as technology changes, and you know, and everybody who would read this knows very well, you know, technology is constantly changing. But I think what we try to do is we try to identify what we believe the key technology enablers are that will enable our company or other companies in the technology space to allow them to differentiate themselves. So what we do along with enabling the business is we make sure that we create centers of excellence or capabilities around some of the key enablers that we believe are common and core to the digital disruption that's happening across the globe, and especially in our industry. And I'll give you a couple of those. So, you know, being experts in understanding customer experience in today's world, we want to make sure that we have expertise in that area. The use of cloud, not just to do DevOps or to be a development shop to leverage from cost, but to drive experience and drive connectivity and create solutions. We make sure that we've got those core capabilities. Machine learning and artificial intelligence is a capability that in a technology world is critical for an organization to have those core capabilities. And then one of the last ones we make sure we have is around scale and performance, because as you know, you do these interviews many times, data is the data that's being created just continues to grow. And the reality of being able to digest that data and manage it in a real-time environment is what's going to make the, you know, the differentiation in a product or a solution in the world that we live in.
Yeah, that's very interesting. You've been in your role at Travelport for nearly 4 years, coming up on that date. And I'd be interested, as you reflect upon your tenure in its totality, what you've just described is the destination. And I imagine in many cases, what you've described, that's actually the reality. But I imagine there's a lot of transformation that was necessary in order to deliver what you just described. Can you talk a bit about the sorts of changes that were necessary in order to drive and leverage some of the capabilities just you described relative to customer experience, cloud, MLAI, scale, and performance? What are some of the changes, maybe people, process, technology-wise, wherever you care to focus on, in order to deliver those sorts of things?
Yeah, and I'll use your frame just to keep it tight in there. Let's talk about the people. So obviously, the skill sets and understanding, again, I use the areas that we wanted to make sure that we were building core capabilities in. It was making sure that we could attract and retain the talent in those areas. And so making sure that we went out and built those core capabilities and found the talent was probably one of the first things that we did around the people side of things. When you come to the process piece of it, what's interesting when you think about a digital transformation, the process of how you build and how you design product really is a key piece that changes within the organization. And so in today's world, you know, if you're the leader of the technology or the chief information officer, whatever the title is as the leader of technology, it becomes incumbent upon that person to really change the processes as to how the organization builds and develops products. And so, you know, taking the organization from historical places where you might have a sales organization and a marketing organization and those silos, and you moved product development through those things, to really creating a process around the technology that is more iterative and more aligned with expertise in each of those iterations, and really collapsing the product development cycle to focus on really a couple core things. One is incremental value and take a view of the customer experience or the value that they're getting. And then two, the ability to make sure that whatever capability is being delivered can be plugged in an open environment. And so changing that process was really critical in taking an organization, you know, through their digital transformation. And then the third one really would be around technology. And again, I talked about some of the enablers, but what I also would say is very important is, and what we did was started to make sure that there was an innovation portion of our business that was focusing on those next key enablers. Okay. So whether those are, you know, whether that's blockchain or whether that's, you know, augmented reality or whatever those things are, to make sure that you constantly are looking out at those and piloting those and understanding where they are in their evolution of getting to market, but also understanding why you're doing that, what value you believe in, where they could fit in the long-term plan for the organization. So it really was around getting the right people, changing the process of the organization of how we do product, and ensuring that the technologies that are just beyond the horizon, as well as the ones that are in front of us, were able to be understood and integrated into the flow.
And what are some of the metrics that you are mindful of to determine the progress that is being made, or in those areas where there is a lack thereof? I mean, the extent to which you are thinking about things like speed or cost efficiency or revenue augmentation, among perhaps several others that might be included. How do you measure the mile markers to ensure that you're going the distance anticipated?
Yeah, so obviously the ones you gave are the core ones and still very important, obviously. So the cost and the things you mentioned, but really it comes down to customer satisfaction. Again, if you think about the mobile market, you know as well as I do, it's all about the experience. And so ensuring that the apps you have out in the marketplace are four plus apps and 4.5s and 4.6s and ensuring that they're being received in that manner is a newer metric that maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago would not have been out there. Also, the adoption rate of your technology and, the onboarding of the new technology. And again, they're, customers, regardless of what industry you're at, are all having to deal with all these new technologies. And so making sure that you were keeping an eye on the adoption, not just getting the technology out into the marketplace, but seeing the adoption of it and understanding that people are taking on your newer stuff at a faster pace than what they have been is also a key indicator that we keep an eye on to make sure that we're going in the right direction.
Very interesting. You've mentioned for a good reason a couple of different times customer experience as one of the factors that you're focused on. And I'm curious, especially in this role, what factors have arisen, maybe even some surprises to you along the way, that are some of the aspects that drive good customer experience in a digital world? How has that evolved and what are some of the conclusions you and your team have derived?
Yeah, listen, I think not a whole lot of shock. I think it's pretty, we're all users of technology. So when you kind of say it, you realize that, these are things that we expect as we're sitting in an airport or, using an app or logging onto a platform itself. But what I think is very interesting or that, we continue to look at and learn is really, how fast or how embedded does it become into their core capabilities? And so the example I would give you is it's one thing to have a product or a software solution or even a platform as a service and have people plug into it. But what I think is very interesting, and I think which is where the world is going for tomorrow and where we're very focused, is making sure that our technology and our people are working with our customers to embed our technology and solutions into their solutions. And that to me is an interest, is a fundamental change. It's not about pumping out a product, putting it out there, having them buy it, and then maintenance in them. It's really about working with our customers to understand what they're trying to do and then take, again, back to those key enablers, the skills we have, and then allowing our people to work with theirs to embed those technologies into our customers' applications. Because for the most part, we are a B2B that delivers to the C. And so as we do that and what we're finding is that's gaining traction across all of our customers to where they would subscribe to something. They're now building out technology organizations because they're having the same challenges or opportunities to kind of leverage technology. And facing technology folks to technology folks to embed that is really what's starting to build up the change. And from that, the experience that they're delivering, we're starting to see the patterns that, across whether it's airlines or hotels or cars, we're able to start to see those common experiences that they're trying to drive. And then what that helps us do is then to embed some of those things inherently in our technology so they can start to move up the scale of the experience.
You've had a very interesting career, a lot of it spent in financial services with admittedun very different organizations in Dun & Bradstreet and Advanta, Bank One and First USA. You then rose through HP to be a financial services leader, the CIO of the financial services business unit for the organization. So still in financial services, but now serving that community as opposed to being a part of it within a banking institution, for example. And then this was a very different sort of company. On the one hand, I hear sort of echoes of your response, or I can only imagine echoes of your response as to the role that IT plays in a technology firm as something that it was firmly ingrained in you at your time at HP, of course, one of the stalwarts of Silicon Valley historically. But obviously a bit of a right turn just in terms of industry, your first time in a long time without a financial services bent to it. And I'm curious what it was like, what appealed to you in this opportunity, as well as what you found kind of you were able to leverage from those past experiences in new ways in this new industry that you found yourself in roughly 4 years ago.
Yeah, so we'll start with the last one that you said. You know, what I was able to leverage was the scale. If you think about, you know, the reliability, the scale, and the requirement to be very clear and crisp about what you deliver really is at the core of what, you know, financial services has been for dozens of years. And so some of the other industries, you know, are just coming into some of that scale and some of that, you know, that refinement that I think the financial services business came. So I was very much able to leverage those kind of things into the industry. But you're right. It was a bit of a change because, again, when I was at HP, a part of my job also was to go out with many customers, and it became very clear that this digital transformation was not about products and it was not about, you know, technology per se. It really was about how you bundled these things together with your business, aligned with your business, and aligned in that end-to-end solution, which was very clear the companies that were doing that well were the ones that were winning, and the ones that weren't were the ones that were struggling. And so when the opportunity came up with Travelport, it absolutely is an industry that is totally dependent on technology's ability to tie large scale amounts of data into a great experience. And that to me was kind of, if you look back on all the things that I did, whether it was the D&B and the marketing or the financials, it brought all those things together, which is what excited me. And it's exactly what I thought it would have been. It is absolutely about technology solutions that are going to drive an end user's experience, and your ability to do that in a way that enables them to be personalized or to allow them to feel and know what it is that's important to them is right at the core of that. And so that was a perfect sweet spot for me.
That's wonderful. You've already touched on a number of rising trends in the technology world. I mentioned them a moment ago in recapping your own response: customer experience, cloud, machine learning, artificial intelligence, some of the various ways in which scale and improve performance, especially as data grows, some of the areas that are relevant and pertinent to that. I wonder, maybe it's an exercise in peeling back the onion on one or a couple of those. But I'm curious, as you look forward, say 2 or 3 years, and you plan out your own roadmap as to how you are going to be riding different technology trends or investing in them, what are some of the ones that come sort of to the top of that list in your mind?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, they're kind of the key enablers. I'll pick one or two of them, but I think the cloud, you know, there's a lot of conversation, and you read all the articles on the cloud, and it's, you know, CapEx to OpEx, and it's, you know, reduced cost, and it's scale, and all the, you know, the DevOps and the ability to roll faster. To me, the value of the cloud really is around your ability to push compute, large scale compute, anywhere, anytime. And again, think about in our industry, the travel industry, you know, the more I can create an experience on a device, a handheld device or a small device or whatever your device is, the more that I could create an experience for you, the more you are going to, one, use it, but you're also going to choose the experiences that are richer for you. And so I think, you know, that to me, the ability to understand content distribution networks, dynamic content distribution, the ability to, you know, take that and move it is the baseline. Now add scale. So, you know, I'm sitting at a bus stop in, you know, country A, and I have 10 minutes before it pulls up, and I want to have a full experience of what it might be to travel to 3 or 4 different places in that 10 minutes. The more video and complex augmented reality and capabilities I can provide them, you know, the more they're going to be able to experience it and choose. And so to me, the two enablers for most people are going to be how they can leverage the cloud in order to distribute that content and how they're able to deal with that scale and performance. And the only way you can really drive that scale and performance is going to be on machine learning, right? And your ability to manage large data. And so that's kind of the triangle of kind of how I see them feeding off each other. You know, the more I can process, the more I'm going to want to process. The more I want to process, the more I'm going to have to be smart enough in order to figure out what to process and what not to. And then the more that I can figure that out and preload it and pre-know who you are and pre-know what you've looked at and really learn from that those previous experiences, the more I'm going to be able to enrich that experience for you in that 5 or 10 minutes. And by the way, I don't think that's any different in any other industry. I just think the travel industry, you know, because because of the passion that people have for it is probably ripe and ready for folks to deliver that.
Excellent. Well, Matt Minutola, thank you so much for joining us on the Forum on World Class IT. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join us next week when my guest will be Milan Wagle, the CIO of Equinix.